Well, Bishop Gregory M. Amond of Austin, Texas, is chair of the U.S. Bishops' Committee for the Protection of Children and Young People. He spoke with Susie Hodges shortly after Pope Benedict XVI's discussion with journalists on how the church in the United States has been helping to heal the wounds and bring justice and reconciliation to victims of abuse.
I am very grateful to the Holy Father for his comments. I know that they represent how he feels, and they certainly are very much in harmony with what we as the bishops of the United States have said. Those sentiments coming from our Holy Father, our Chief Shepherd, means a great deal to us, and I think will be a source of healing and reconciliation for the victims, but also a reassurance to the community at large that we have taken very seriously this problem, and we are addressing it in a spiritual as well as in a psychological and canonical way.
How effective is this program or this charter that you have put in place since the abuse scandal of the year 2002?
I would say that the program that we have put into effect is extremely effective. We require now for priests, bishops, deacons, seminarians, people in lay ministry, and all volunteers, anyone who is dealing with children or vulnerable adults, must go through a background check, and they must go through education on sexual abuse. We also have programs in all of our dioceses that address the young people, how they can have a healthy approach to themselves, their sexuality, and how they can protect themselves. I would say that it has been very, very effective, and has not only been of benefit to the Catholic Church, but also to other denominations, other religions, to our society at large. They have adopted in many ways what we have done in the Catholic Church.